If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We don't necessarily want to deal with winter storms over the holidays, but many people would like to see a white Christmas this year. Let's get the latest on the holiday forecast with AccuWeather lead long-range expert Paul Pastalock. Paul, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Megan. Great to be here.
First of all, for a meteorologist, how do you define a white Christmas?
Well, officially, it is 1 inch on the ground, but personally, if it's snowing on Christmas, it feels like a white Christmas to me.
Will anyone in the U.S. get a white Christmas this year?
Oh, yeah. There'll be some places across the north. Already the mountains in the Rockies and in the Northeast, they're going to be set in here for, a good white Christmas. There is a snow drought going on in parts of the Central Rockies. Some places that normally have snow on the ground do not have it yet. But as we get closer to Christmas, they should get some snow there.
Do you expect that any of the weather that they might see would be extreme enough to create disruptions to holiday travel?
Yeah, I think so. If you're traveling to the major hubs like in Los Angeles or San Francisco near the holiday time period, they're going to see multiple systems in that direction. So there's going to be delays and maybe some cancellations in that direction. And a few weak systems coming across the Great Lakes in the Northeast, maybe some of the big hubs, may have some minor delays, volume combined with some weather. But all in all, I think most of the South and Southeast is looking fine.
Well, and it sounds like there could actually be a warm-up for Christmas,
yeah.
For example, for us here in St. Louis and to the south. What's happening there?
Yeah, there's some places in Illinois that have a lot of snow on the ground still from recent storms, but unfortunately, that's probably going to be gone away by the time we get to Christmas. In fact, with rain coming in the short term, and then, we're close to 60 here today, and then maybe next week, right around Christmas, we could be close to 70 degrees. So, it's a mild, balmy type of Christmas week coming up for the plains into the mid-Mississippi Valley and Tennessee Valley as well.
Describe the kind of system that's bringing that in.
Well, it's basically an area of high pressure that's building aloft, and the reason why it's building aloft is because of all the storminess coming in off the West Coast. So as more storminess comes in there, the air is going up into the atmosphere and then coming back down over the plains, and subsiding air generally brings you drier and warmer weather, and that's what we're seeing right now.
Now, we did have an early blast of winter for a lot of us. I think it caught some people off guard. What system brought that in?
Well, yeah, we went through a situation starting in late November. We got our first snow event, and the entire polar jet stream came southward and set the tone here for a busy storm track right over our area. So a lot of our storms coming in from the west direction. We had two systems. We've had over 10 inches of snow for the season right now, which is pretty impressive. That pattern has kind of faded away and retreated back north now. So I don't think we're going to see much in the way of snow between now and Christmas at this point, especially with the temperatures that we're going to be seeing.
Now, obviously, as we mentioned, you are the lead long-range expert there at AccuWeather. So take us through Christmas and New Year's and on into the new year. What are we expecting for weather?
Well, I think for most of December, it's going to be above average temperatures. And the systems that do come in don't have a lot of moisture with them. We'll be moisture starved. So I don't see a whole lot of precipitation in our forecast here in the St. Louis area. Until we get closer to New Year's, some of the systems in the west will eventually start to come out. And we'll be these up and down. We're not going to be warm all the time. There'll be some cool downs behind these weak systems that do come through. And I just don't see a whole lot of snow in our forecast here the rest of December. Maybe towards New Year's, there's a chance that we get cold enough that one system could get us there with a little snow or ice. But other than that, I think we're fine all the way through the end of the year into the start of the new year.
What about temperatures as we head into, for example, the later January and February?
Well, later in January and February, there could be another big change that takes place, something similar that we saw in late November and early December. We could see the polar jet stream diving southward on us again. It could get pretty frigid for a period. This is based on research and some of the longer-range models that we've seen coming together to show some type of change later in the month. And we're kind of in the middle of that, and that's what's concerning me, that we could take a nosedive temperature-wise to well below average for a while in late January, early February, preceded maybe by a snow event. So we'll see how that works out.
Overall, Paul, are we still within the margins of the modeling that we had heading into winter?
Yeah, nothing has changed, actually. I think things are still looking pretty good. We got a little more snow than we expected on the front side, but we did think, and we kind of stressed this, from the Midwest, mid-Mississippi Valley to the Northeast, that December was going to be a busier month as far as some snow and cold this year compared to other years, and that has worked out pretty good.
Okay, so we are looking for a warm Christmas instead of a white Christmas here in St. Louis, then.
Unfortunately for the folks and the kids out there. But as adults, you know, we don't like to travel in this. So now we're, you know, kind of anti-snow. But I know a lot of the kids wanted to see some snow.
Well, Paul, thank you. Really appreciate your time this morning.
You're welcome.
That is AccuWeather lead long-range expert Paul Pastilak joining us this morning here on KMOX.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.